Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9:46, 14 before 9. Time to check in with Matt Jewell, as we do every day, Plaquemines, St. Charles Parish President, about the recovery after Ida, day 19 of the recovery. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good. I'm going to tell Kirk Lapine you said that.
He'll tell me when he passes by the house this weekend. 5,000 people still without power in St. Charles Parish. I don't want people to lose their empathy, because you do have empathy until you get power. Then sometimes people move on and forget. That's a long time, Matt, without power, especially in this heat. What are you getting like feedback from the people without power and from the people in the parish that have been so hit so hard and have suffered so much?
Well, you know, I think everybody's just really frustrated at this point, because you're right, this is a long time to go without electricity. You know, the silver lining in all this is that Entergy was telling us that it was probably going to be at the very end of September, like the 29th, when we were going to get the majority of our customers restored. But we've actually been seeing a lot of our communities and neighborhoods are being turned on faster than anticipated. They've gotten a lot of resources into St. Charles Parish to fix everything they need to fix. And I think a lot of people are very, relieved that power is coming on a lot earlier. And now what we're seeing is a lot of the questions and frustration is towards some of the other utilities like internet and, Cox and AT&T. And I've gotten an update from Cox Communications on their utilities as well. So a lot of the infrastructure that their lines ride on belongs to Entergy. So now that Entergy is kind of completing their work in certain areas, they're going to come behind and start fixing their stuff as well. So it's going to be a little bit of a process, but I think a lot of our residents are relieved to have electricity on sooner than they thought.
So you said AT&T. Do you have any kind of timeline from them or not?
Well, look, you know, as the restoration process continues, they're finding that you have fiber lines cut in different areas. Sometimes when the debris pickup is happening, these big trucks might accidentally damage some of that infrastructure as well. So I would expect that they're going to be working continuously, and that there's going to be some intermittent disruptions to the two people's services as the restoration process continues.
Were you on the infamous call with Archie Chasson yesterday in FEMA?
I was not on that call. I do believe some members of my staff were on that call, but no, I was not on the call myself.
Well, how frustrated are you with FEMA and temporary housing, and what kind of inroads are you making with them for the people of St. Charles Parish?
Yeah, I mean, we've been having conversations with the state on what is this program going to look like. Is it going to be shelter in place, which is where FEMA comes in and basically repairs your home to a state to where it's livable? Is it going to be a FEMA trailer? Is it going to be an extended stay at a hotel, like what we're seeing right now with TSA? At this point, I haven't heard anything, and I know the conversation being had. I want to relay information to my residents, but I can't relay information that I don't know.
Right.
So we're going to be getting on the phone. We're going to be getting on the phone with them shortly today to talk about this some more. But the other part of the frustration that I've had is I'm seeing a lot of FEMA resources dedicated to places like New Orleans and other areas further east that aren't that haven't been as impacted as people here in St. Charles Parish or Lafourche or Terrebonne or St. John. And, you know, and I know the resources are thin, but I always believe that you have to send the resources where they're needed the most. And so we're trying to get more canvassing teams in. And FEMA's telling me, hey, look, over 85% of your parish has applied. And that's good. But most of them, a lot of them have been denied in one form or another. So we have people who need help navigating this kind of bureaucratic process to get approved. And if you just check one box, you know, I was told if you check the box that your damages are unknown, that you're automatically denied. Well, your damages might be unknown. You don't know if your AC, your air conditioner is not working until your power comes back on. So those are the types of things that our residents are trying to be truthful on these applications, and they're getting denied. So I think we need more FEMA resources on the ground, helping people get signed up. We've applied for a DRC, which is a permanent disaster recovery center in St. Charles Parish, and we've identified a location, so we will be getting that. We do have two FEMA mobile units on the ground that we're moving around into different areas, but that's kind of the frustrating part right now.
It would seem only common sense to triage it, and if you got people that are without power, still day 19, that's where you send the resources. Matt, do you have a number of people, families that are displaced right now out of the parish?
I don't have the exact number. Our planning and zoning department has a lot of raw data that we are analyzing right now. We've gone out and looked at nearly every structure in the parish to identify major damage, minor damage, and total losses, but it's in the hundreds. I know for a fact there's over 300 mobile homes that are total losses. It is a lot of people, and we want to make sure that we have the resources for them, and they have the ability to connect with the people they need to allow them to have a longer term housing situation while they repair their home or get a new mobile home.
Real quick, for people of St. Charles Parish, here we are, day 19 of the recovery. Some still without power, almost 5,000 customers. What would you tell them, Matt, to get through the weekend?
Look, you know, every day we're seeing more and more people turned on. If your neighborhood came on but your street didn't come on, we've been seeing those individual streets in most cases come on within 24 hours after the majority of the neighborhood. I think Entergy is trying to throw on as many people as they can right now onto the network or onto the grid, and they're coming back and picking up those folks who didn't get turned on as well. So, you know, at this point, you know, I think our residents are patient. They've gone 19 days without, and when they see their neighbors getting turned on, at least they know it's coming very soon. Additionally, I want our residents to know that we're going to be lifting this boil water advisory very soon. We sent all of our samples to the state, and they've come back good. So I want our residents to be looking out for a press release and a CTY message very soon that the boil water advisory is going to be lifted.
Baby steps. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate your time. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Matt Jewell, President of St. Charles Parish. Quick break, then we'll find out what Noel Norman's got coming up for us today here on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.